Good morning. It's the 26th of February. Our first reading today is Exodus 39 and 40. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant, who discusses chapter 40 for us. I read, "After months of work, the tabernacle and the holy things within and without were ready. So also were the garments for the high priest and his ministers. The careful eye of Moses had inspected the work and workmanship to see whether they corresponded to that inward vision he had retained from the days when the Lord had shown him these things from heaven. These earthly things were to be a reflection of the heavenly, even as they were to be representative of the true tabernacle, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. All that the Lord had spoken, they had done. In this, Israel was obedient. How different from the golden bullock was this glistening white wall to surround the inner tent. How different the glorious garments from the nakedness of the idolatrous dancers. And Moses did look upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord commanded. Even so had they done it, and Moses blessed them. It was almost a year since their coming out of Egypt, and everything was now ready for the Lord to keep his promise to dwell in the midst of Israel. Moses waited for the commandment, and at an appropriate time it came. On the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. All the parts were to come together. That which had been wrought in several places, from the spinning of goat's hair to the engraving on the headplace, from the silver sockets of the outer wall to the pure gold of the cherubim, all the parts and pieces, according to the distribution of the work, came together as the tent of God and the heart of Israel. With the coming of the new year, the worship of the tabernacle was instituted. Every part was carefully scrutinized by Moses, for he alone knew exactly how it should stand. Soon the ark was safely within, reserved for the eyes of one man on one day in the year. The candlesticks were lighted, the laver was filled with water, and the fire at the altar was aflame. Thus that which belonged to the Lord was established, and though it would remain in Israel's care, especially that of the priests, it would never again be other than the Lord's place. Israel, who had made it, had given it to God, and he would now clearly indicate that this their offering and work had been accepted. After that, they would approach only after the due order and at the times appointed. The tabernacle having been erected, it was now necessary to establish Aaron and his household as the priests of the Lord. Moses gathered Israel together to the door of the tabernacle. No doubt the elders were nearest as representative of the nation, and beyond them, as far as the eye could see, stood the Israelites. Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. There could have been no clearer indication both of the uncleanness of man and of the holiness of God. They had their bodies washed with pure water. So Aaron was clothed in the garments of glory and of beauty. Within were the coat of righteousness and the inner girdle. Then came the outer robe and the ephod, the cunningly woven band of the ephod, and the breastplate. Aaron's head bore the mitre, and before it, across the forehead, the golden plate, the holy crown of priesthood, and the declaration, "Holiness to the Lord." Thank you for listening to me.